שנכנס עוד אור מרבים בשמחה. הם בעצם חזל תלס את חוידש עוד אור הם פורים וזהודר קיבלו בימי החשבי ראש את כלל ישראל מקבל תירה אין הכנמי בשעס קבולס תירה בהר סיני וזה קבולס התירה חזל סי דקבולס התירה נדה הטיים was kofa lem harke gigis was in a force in a kind of a force there was another kabbalah satire in me mordechai ve esther hodar kiblu b'meya chashvei rosh there was mekabel teire b'simcha there was mekabel teire b'ahava this was the second kabbalah satire we have to know what be'etzem made Klal Yisrael to Mekabel Teiro Be'ahava, Be'simcha, in the second Kabbalah Satire. And we know that the Madrega that a person has to come in Purim is Ad Le'yoda ben Oru Homan Le'boruch Mordechai. This is Be'etzem the Spitz of the Avoida. And in every Avoida, Be'etzem, if you don't prepare yourself before the Avodah, so when Purim comes, you know, people the whole year they look for Purim, look forward to Purim. Purim comes, you know, it runs in between the fingers, and before you know, Purim is over. You already wait for the next year Purim. Now it's slow, sometimes it's 2 days. I'm sure, you know, it's better chances to chapa rain epis. But it's a yoim godl. Navada, the going of things go down, but in Yiddishkeit we have everything. We have serious days, Shoshana Yom Kippur. We have sad days, Tisha B'Av. We have Yontefs, Zman Simcha Seinu. We have Purim, we have Lebedika days. And the Neshama needs all of the Chalokim. The Nefesh HaYehudis is Giboit. All different parts. It's talking about Raisa and Bore Alma. People need the Purim. If you know how to use the Purim to the right avoida, to the richtige Zach. I say, Alamol, if a person, people think, no, oh, Purim, Chosh of a day. Most of us, if we would be in the days of Mordechai and Esther, Beshushan Abira, we would be fighting Mordechai. We would not be on the side of Mordechai. Most of the people in the Zman of Achashverosh were from the biggest misnagdim of Mordechai. Why? What was the Seder HaDvorim? They had a Sudas Achashverosh. Everyone was invited. The only one that claimed that he's not allowed to go to Eidir was Mordechai. They told him, but it's Mehadri, you're allowed to go there. He said, about the Pasnish with the Goyim, Mechves. His tainus were even less than our tainus on Mehadri, yeah? But, it's not the right thing. They told him. So, everyone went. Mordechai stayed outside. He's the only one that didn't go there. To the hotel. Everyone went to the building of Talib HaShverush, was kosher Mashgichim there. And they spoke to the Mashgich. He said, it's okay. Mordechai was the only one that didn't go. So, then Haman came with a getchke. Everyone claimed, you're allowed to be mishtachve, mishtachve to Haman, you're not mishtachve to the tzelem. Haman didn't say to mishtachve to the tzelem. Haman said to mishtachve to him, the whole sugen, but the zorich, again, ishtarai, and the sanhedrin, if you're allowed to, you're not allowed to. Mordechai claimed you're not allowed to. He said, they told Mordechai, as an eitzah, you could lay on the floor before he comes. No. They tell Mordechai, you know, when Haman comes, just stand in the second street. Mordechai stand there, velei kam, velei zomimo. Like this. Kids, Haman got angry. And someone says, Psuki. So he went to find out, who's Mordechai exactly? It only belongs to the Yidden. Ve'iva is be'ein of l'shmeach yad b'Mordechai. But he didn't want to kill the Yidden. זה בדוחות, סדר הדבר, חזר תלוס, הום וחשבירש, אבל... So you know what? We'll kill everyone together. All of the Yidden came to Mordechai. Look, with your chumras, you kanos, look what you did. Now the caps are after us. The government is after us. Because you kanos. You went to Absaf gone. Now look what is happening. The whole business of is in fire. This was their time. Apol Frumers decided to convey his own men of Pesachumra with Absamod Neshita. Mordechai tells him, no, I'm telling you, Shaykhis. Remember that I told you not to go to that wedding? Not to go to Eden the hotel? Because yeah, dear, this is the story. You start up with Haman. Not this is the beginning of the story. In the end, Haman made a whole story. He found out that Mordechai's ex-wife is married to the king. He asked to please tell the king to do. So she went and she was mezane, she did everything. Yeah. And she convinced the king, and the king said, you know what? Your husband could be, he could do what he wants. And he canceled the Gzeira of Haman. Mordechai said, you see my tefillas? He told him, Mordechai, you messed us up. And then your wife was a friend with the king. You cleaned it, thank you. But next time, please don't mess us up. This was the Megillah, like this had finished. You have to know, don't think, you know, people today that think different, don't think that then you would be on the different side. There was nothing to see different. Nothing to see. Mordechai told you, I found out, Kimu Lemala, Mashikimu Lemata, I'm telling you, I have messages from us. That's the kind of answers are. Now, what messages? You start up with Haman, he got angry on you, you found someone that's friendly with the king, she killed Haman, and everything is okay. Look at the Gantz of Megillah. The Gantz of Megillah. What Chazal tell us? I'm going to say now, Be'etzim is in the Goyen state, everything, Beremes, Kimat. This whole Maimed that I'm telling you, it's Yesoide Me'agro. What was the Emes Chazal tell us? Imi Zera Yehudi Mordechai, Machiloy Selepon, Lefonov, Nofel Tipo, Be'etzim was a Gzeira in Klal Yisrael, Lehashmid, Laharik, Ve'lehabed. Was a Gzeira, Chazal say, Mordechai Yoda, that was a Gzeira Milemalo. Val Mordechai was Meisr Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem, not the Mishtach Velatzelem. So Mordechai deserved to be saved. And Val Haman decided to tie the Gzeira Duch Mordechai. So Bemele, when Mordechai was saved, he managed to save everyone up with him. Mordechai had a schus. Because he was Meisr Nefesh. Kleister were not Meisr Nefesh, they just ate in the Suda Zachashverish. Or Mishtach Velatzelem Bemei. But Sheitza, I'm not sure what was the Taina in them. What was the Taina in Klal Yisrael? But they were not Meisr Nefesh. There was no reason for Atzalah. But the Gzeira was Duch Mordechai. And while the Gzeira was Duch Mordechai, while Mordechai was saved, everyone else was saved. Everyone else was saved. So the Goyen says that Hester is called, that the Nes was a Nistor Dikenes. You read it, and the whole atmosphere of the Megillah tries to tell us, wow, 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 we finished the Megillah, that sounds like a big mess happened here. Avada, we know that Esther didn't want to go to the king, and she tried to stop herself, and Hashem made you know, Abba Wachazal, no, Esther was the most, one of the seven nicest people in the world. The king liked her. If she has to choose someone, and it was a Meshuggah, he checked the whole world. He found the nicest person. He married her, and she asked him, please, this guy is standing up with someone that I know. He said, if this is what you want, get it. But Baruch HaShverish. Gomished. But we know Sinishtas. We know that when you do the right thing, you don't lose. Mordechai is Meisr Nefesh. It looks like he's losing. It's not losing. It looks like he's losing. He's not losing. He's not losing. And he will not lose. He will not lose. This is what we have to be mechazek. We have to be mechazek when Chodesh Adar comes. The way the person gets besimcha, shlab by shlab, is the mechazek in this emunah. I have to do the right thing. The rest the Ribbono Shel'olam will take care of. The rest the Ribbono Shel'olam will take care of. And even if it will look that I'm losing, Mordechai could have talked in the middle. They're right. I was stama machmir. I missed ganz klal Yisrael. And Mordechai knows en kaze davar. A gzeir en klal Yisrael. If I did the right thing, I'll be shulchan aruch. So it's a gzeir that means klal Yisrael have to do tshuva. Tzumu alai. Kam kol anoshim anemtzayim b'shushan. Tzumu alayim v'lai lo shlo isha yomim. Medaf machin tshuva. Medaf machin tshuva. This is what Esther says. Medaf machin tshuva. This is what a person has to have, a emunah. A person has to have a emunah. It's interesting, you know. It's the night, it's the night, it's the night, it's the night, sitting by night. I'm thinking, you know, I'm starting, it's the avoida. It's the avoida. When a person gets to that, in a second we'll see how you get to the simcha. But that's the tchilas, the aleph base. The aleph base of the avoida from the Megillah is to live this emunah. I got a phone call, someone that learned here 2-3 years ago. His name is Adam Kushner. Today's in San Diego. So he called me a couple days ago. He called me one. To daven on something. They had a checkup at his nursing home. Yeah, to daven. So he called me up. He told me, I have to tell you a story. Because they took like my night. I heard this story. He told me that once a week, he's down in San Diego. If he had a sick kid, he had to go. Let me show you the whole details. But, you know, it's not so much people in San Diego. So once a week, he does like a little kiru. Takes all the, you know, teenager, older, but, you know, not from guys. And he gives them, it's a shir, try it, this. Lehar b'stayro b'Yisrael. But they were shfrayim, guys. So last week, he spoke to them about kashas. He said, you know, we'll make a week to eat kosher. So Zachashvei, a week to eat kosher. Shadah. Get them a list, potato chips with OU. He gave them all, he said, you know, this week when you buy, look for this, look for that. He finishes, one guy comes over to him, and he tells him that he's a, what do you call it, a gym trainer. And for, you know, for making his muscles big, it's a kind of protein that he has to eat. It's part of the protein you buy. It costs hundreds of dollars. And the mamash bought now a whole stack. It's made from poke and kadoime. And it's hundreds of dollars, you know. This he can't, you know. And he needs it for the muscles. He needs to take this protein. The guy says, ah. So he told him, I don't understand. You have the ribbon in Shilaylam. And you have a couple hundred dollars. What are you telling me? Like, because a couple hundred dollars, you're not listening to him. I don't understand, inshallah. And he said, well, I want to tell you stop. Let me manav shach. First, you know, I don't hear the question. You know, we're speaking about Ratzon Hashem. You know, they call it Gimel. To eat kasha. But you know, the one that makes the muscles is the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm telling you, buy kasha once. Don't worry, lose money. Hashem will give you back the money. And you'll see your muscles will blow up much better. I'm telling you, it's Pashat Hasein. She listened to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Said, tell me, he didn't know, you know, he said, you know, he felt that this is the right thing to tell the person. You know, the guy looked at him like he fell from the sky. But he said, this week, the guy, everyone comes back together. The guy asked permission to speak. So the guy said, he came back home, and he decided, you know what, he's eating kosher this week. Doesn't make a difference. He's throwing away the stuff. He's going to buy kosher stuff. He's about to go to buy kosher stuff. He gets a phone call from a gym. That really, for a couple of months, he's trying to get in to be the trainer in that gym. And they call him and they want him to be the trainer. They told him the salary is $600 a week. Plus, all of your protein we pay. We pay all of your protein. We want you to buy, we don't want you to cash. This is our policy. You order, we have an account, you could order how much you want, what you want. We want our trainers to be very strong. This is our policy. It's the whole time like this. Some people ask Akasha, so why doesn't it happen to them every day? This is what Batson was telephone. This was his question that he asked me. I was like, well, you want to know when it works. How you know when this works and when these things don't work? Well, this was. But what is the answer? That person decided to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He didn't believe in Adam that is a Balmoifes. Maybe now in San Diego he became a Balmoifes, yeah? He's a young guy, he's been running a nursing home, giving him a little bit of thing. Yeah, But it clicked to him. You have to listen to Hashem, and you will not lose of listening to Hashem. When you really believe, you know, Chazal say, Avraham Avinu went to the Kivshan, he was saved. Horon said, if Avraham is saved, I will also go in. So he went in and he was burned. Why? He went in to be saved. The person said, no, it's not. So if I'm going in to be burned, the answer is, you have to go in to be burned, al-das that maybe Hashem will want you to be burned. Not to say, I'm asking to be burned because I know that if I'm asking really to get burned, really I'll be saved. That's not a mahalach. The mahalach is to do the right thing. And if you do the right thing, you will never lose. Never lose. Never. It could look that you will lose. It could look very bad. It could look terrible even sometimes. Can't say. Can't say. But you don't lose. This is the Aleph Beis. The Aleph Beis of the Emunah, of Chodesh Odo, of Klal Yisrael is to believe that the whole mess, the whole miracle, could look bad. Could look, and I'm going to the next step. Could look for 7 years. The Megillah was a period of time of almost 7 years. Now, you read it in one evening, it looks like 1 to 3. It's a given. A whole years it takes, and it looks bad. And it looks bad. It looks bad. You do the right thing and the Enochlish Bochel helps. And a person has to. If a person wants to come to the Simcha of Purim, to the Madrigas, that you have to come to the Madrigas of the Simcha of Purim. This is the way a person comes to it. Go to the next step. Chazal say, Adi lo yoda ben oru homun lebaruch Mordechai. What is the pshat? Adi lo yoda ben oru homun lebaruch Mordechai. Pshat is, Chazal say, G'doy lo asora satabas, Yoyser, mi-arboim v'shmoinu nevi v'neviya sh'nisnabu l'klal Yisrael. The Nevi'im tried to be machzir klal Yisrael b'tshuve, and they didn't go. But when Melech HaChashveirosh took off the tabas, and he gave it to Haman HaRosho, then Klal Yisrael chab such a shrek, and while Klal Yisrael chab such a shrek, they made shu. So ask yourself, a person comes and gives a very stark shmuz. Mamish pumps up the oilam in a shmuz. Then the oilam learn for a year. He deserves credit. Aval. Lemaise, this is what Haman HaRosho did. Lemaise, he made Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. So Pashtus, Haman HaRosho will go to Gan Eden. What? Shalai Lishma. You know how much people open the yeshivas Shalai Lishma? Give you a big list, not today, yeah? You know how much people gave building Shalai Lishma? They say, okay, but Chatzin, no, they gave because the other guy gave, they wanted to take out the Yenem's eyes, yeah? You know how much people? They're not getting schar? They're getting schar. You sit and learn because you want to be the last one in Bismedesh. You don't get schar? You get schar. Everyone has his list of cheshbonos, yeah? He's misalim this chavrusa because he doesn't want that guy to learn with that guy. V'iduch zil gmoir, yeah? But he helps. He does mitzvahs. But we don't get schar? What is the problem with Haman HaRosho? He was mekarvas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Was mekarvas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. More from that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to do tshuva. So he sent Haman to scare us. So what Haman did, it was a shliach of Hashem to scare us, and he didn't do nothing bad. He only made us to do tshuva. I was a tzaddik. Mishnei meparoi, noch, he hit us. He put us in the buildings, he put us instead of the bricks. Tzayda, episkum to ma'arinish. Haman, what Haman did? Who has a bigger chalik of the tshuva of Klal Yisrael, Mordechai or Haman? Tana, Mordechai was not even accepted as tshuva. The Olam Taira that Mordechai was not making up chumas. Frumer. Machmer. Haman put him in front of the wall. They didn't have a breira. Mordechai yelled Musa the whole time. It didn't help. Who lemaise bring Klal Yisrael closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Mordechai or Haman? Who lemaise? So the Maharal says, this is the pshat chayav inish li besume bechuraya adelo yoda ben oru Haman leboruch Mordechai. He doesn't know the difference. If the chisorin of oru Haman to Baruch Mordechai, and I want to explain to you more from that. Right. I'm telling you now that could be the reason not to be upset with Haman. I don't think no one in this room is upset with Haman. You upset with Haman? What's that? You hate Haman? You hate him? Okay. You hate Haman? Zamalek is a mitzvah. Say that. I'm saying chutz from that.
I can't.
You like him, but I'm asking if you hate him. You know, when I have to bang, and when I bang the 50 time, 52 bangs, yeah, it's my mishah avoida to force yourself to bang. If you have a gun, maybe not. But if you have the foot with your foot, yeah? It's a avoid. It's a minig, shver a minig. You know, you think it only belongs to the kid. So the mice is a minig to do it, and you have to do it. It's a minig. It's a hard minig, yeah? You hate Haman? No. Why, the marshal, when your roommate epis does epis to you, it's also a shlichus of Hashem to do tshuva, that guy you're asking to eat him up, right? What is the difference? The answer is because it's personal. When I see your roommate start up with you, I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to fix something. An outside player doesn't feel the feelings to be upset on Yerem. Yerem has to do tshuva. I had a friend, Alamo, would say, by Yerem it's nisyoines. By Mir, sitzores. Remember, I was by the Levi when he lost his father and his brother, and I came to Menachem over, and he told me, by, you know, we spoke about everyone was speaking, all the Rabbonim were telling him the nisyoin. He said, by Yerem it's a nisyoin. But by Mir, sitzores. I'm just saying the Maharal. It's not first the idea Sadova. Zog the Maharal. So Avad the Klal Yisrael have a sinah to Haman because the Maaseh Haman started up with us. You know, we're very far away. We're not even relating to the sinah so much. When a person is drunk, when he's high, the sinah goes away. The sinah goes away. He's happy. So the personal sinah is not there anymore. And then when he tries to think, it's hard for him to understand why we're so upset with Haman. It's doch Atz Ribbono Shel Olam. Haman was a shliach and Mordechai was a shliach. Mordechai is a shliach. The Moshe, if someone has to get a machle, he's upset with the machle himself. I'm sure he's upset with the machle. It's a bubble. He's upset with the bubble. He doesn't want it to be there. The bubble is a bubble. If he's mekabel at b'tshuva, he does the b'tshuva, and if nish, nish. The avoida, I'm speaking of the first avoida. The avoida of Purim, if a person wants to come, and I want to tell you, the yom of Purim is yom nisgov. These things that I'm telling you, be'etzem, is the yesoidus of emunah v'bitochem, that when a person has them, he's very happy. He's the happiest person in the world. Because nothing is bad. Everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know, I'm doing the good things, nothing bad will happen to me. It looks bad. It's a nisayin. Be'ave. Ribbono Shel Olam, ich mach the nisayin be'ave. Mekabel the nisayin be'ave. Mekabel the nisayin be'ave. So. It's mekabel the nisayin be'ave. More move from that. Purim is the yom ha-mesugel. Azevi, Shavuos, the yom for Kabbalah Satere. To live and to be connected to this argosha, and I'm telling you, when you get this argosha, nothing bad happens. Everything is good. This is the avoida of Purim. But to come to that avoida, I'm saying, you have to start to work. And I'm saying, the chokhmah is the first week, starting chodesh Adar today, nachosh chodesh, is to start to live like that. You ask how you start to live like that? To start to look on your left and on your right, the things that are bothering you, to mekabel them from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It doesn't mean that you don't have to try to stop it. Mordechai went to Esther, he sent it to go to Achashverosh. It's not a stira to believe that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a ishtadlis, but it's Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll mishtadel how much I could be mishtadel. But I believe it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I believe it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to tell you, it's boduk u'menuse. It's boduk u'menuse. Boduk u'menuse. Now when you do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows you keseder. And again, it doesn't mean, don't do it because, so why I didn't see? When you don't see, it means, because you need that punishment. You need that chizuk. But this is the avodah. If a person wants to come to Purim and to take out from Purim, to come to this hargosha, you don't know what it means. Everything is good around you. Everything is good around you. Everything is good around you. When a person manages to get to that argosha, when a person manages to get to that feeling, he's the happiest person in the world. So I'm saying, to start. And I'm saying again, don't think it's easy. Don't think if you would be people think, if I would be people more Mordechai v'Esther, I'll be mekabel teira be'ava. Veisach nisht. Veisach nisht if you'd be mekabel teira be'ava. It's a big avodah. But if you work on it, and you plan it, to work on emunah and b'yiro elo. This is the first shlav. Avada has to lead the Kabbalah Sateire. It's the second shlav, to get closer. Tchilas ha'avodah of Chodesh Adar is to have this emunah. When a person has this emunah, Be'ezras Hashem will go weiter and weiter.
When he asked in his kasha, you hold him.